Welcome to Muskoka Connects, a feature connecting you to the people, places, and things that make Muskoka what it is, a great place to live, work, and vacation. Today we're talking about pandemic pets with John Patch, host of Talkin' Pets, heard every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m., and Talkin' Pets Minute, heard every day here on Muskoka Information Radio, 98.3 FM. A reminder, you can also listen to our live stream on our website, MuskokaInformationRadio.com, or on the Simply Radio app. John, welcome. And since the start of the pandemic, pets have been a constant feature on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook pages. For people spending more time at home and more time alone and thinking about pet ownership, what type of pet would you recommend?
You know, it kind of varies. I mean, and going back to the show on Talkin' Pets, 31 years now, a long time hosting the show, and it truly is my passion, and I love doing it. The thing is that pets are huge industry. I mean, now I believe it's close to up to $100 billion a year. When you think about it, though, $100 billion a year, that's a lot of money. So, you know, people love their pets. They spend a lot of money on their pets, and they're concerned about their pets. My big thing is right now, and we're talking about it on the show a lot, is because of the pandemic, when people are going back to work, what's going to happen with all those pets that they adopted? And the thing is that a lot of people went to shelters. And, you know, not only can you find mixed breed dogs and cats and so on and so forth at shelters, you can find purebreds as well. And there are rescue groups where people can go and adopt pets. But it's been shown that throughout the year of COVID that a lot of people went out and adopted pets because they were all alone. And when you're trapped in your house and maybe you're, you know, living by yourself or maybe you have a family, everybody went out to get a pet for companionship. My big hope is that in the long run, when everybody starts to go back to work, that they don't get rid of their pets because, one, they're not a throwaway, and, two, if you adopted a pet during this time, then you have to go the life of the pet, no matter how long it is, and dogs can live anywhere between 8 and 20 years. Cats can live up, you know, into their 20s. So, you know, you've got to make that commitment. Same thing with birds, which I don't recommend like I used to in my early days because, you know, large birds can live 70, 80 years. They're sometimes going to outlive you. So you kind of really got to look at what's good for you. And in types of a pet, you got to see what fits in your environment, what you're most comfortable with, how much time you're going to put into taking care of them. And one of the biggest things that we deal with more on the show now is reptiles. And a lot of people go out and get reptiles, whether snakes or iguanas or, you know, lizards, any kind. And the thing is that they don't do their homework. So if you don't do your homework and understand that pet, there's a good chance that pet's going to get ill and possibly die. You need to know what to feed them, how to care for them, what they need, because you're putting them in a restricted environment where, like some of these animals that may have in their instinct, like reptiles and snakes, to act a certain way, but here they are concealed in a compartment. You need to know how to care for them. And that's the one thing, you know, recommending a pet for someone, it's really hard to do because they gotta get the pet that they feel is good for them. But the thing is that do your homework. Make sure that you know about that pet before you bring them home. And the last thing, too, is don't just let them in your house. If it's a dog or a cat or whatever it may be, you've got to treat them like a child, like a baby, and you've got to introduce them to their environment so that you're happy and they're happy. And that's one of the most important because most animals don't end up in rescues or shelters because of medical problems. They end up in there because of behavioral problems, because maybe they're scratching or chewing or something like that. So do the homework. You know, in a current event with the White House and the German Shepherd that Biden's had at the White House and it ended up biting someone, they didn't do their homework, in my opinion. You can't take a dog like that out of its small environment and then move it into a big environment and expect it to get along with everybody, not knowing who everybody is. So there should have been a trainer, there should have been some work done, and that wasn't done. And it's the same thing, whether you're president of the United States or you're, you know, working at, you know, McDonald's. You still need to do your homework on your animals.
What have you been hearing on your show about the importance of pets during tough times?
Yeah, it kind of goes back with COVID. You know, a lot of people don't understand that there's been a lot of suicides and all due to COVID because people have been restricted into their environment, into their homes. People have lost jobs. You know, they don't have the money to pay rent. And the one thing that people will turn to so many times is their pet for comfort. And the pets are always there. I know when I'm down, I have three cats now that are rescues, and they read my body language. They know what's going on, and they know if I'm upset or I'm sad. You know, they always come around and they cuddle by you because they understand that you're going through something. So pets are a huge need for people. And it's been proven in, like, going to nursing homes and so on and so forth, rehabs, having pets around. It's too bad that we couldn't have more pets in hospital environments, because I know it's brought a lot of people forward in dealing with illnesses. So, but I understand the sanitary conditions. It's like, you know, even with restaurants, they don't want pets around other than maybe on a patio. So I do get that, but it is sad that we couldn't bring them around a little bit more, because they do bring a lot of joy. And just for, like, myself, I mean, you know, I have a heart condition. They do help in that, you know, instance where they lower your blood pressure. So they're good to have around. They're really important to people, I believe.
Now, maintenance-wise, are there a few things to think about before deciding on your new pet?
Well, anytime you're bringing an animal in, like, for instance, if you're bringing a dog home, whether a puppy or an adult dog that you may be adopting, it really is going to change your life if you don't have one. I do recommend two, because they end up playing with each other, and at least they have the companionship. If you're not home or you're not around, they have each other. But the thing is, having a dog is like having a child. They do have to go outside, you know, at least three or four times a day. So you got to prepare for that. You got to make sure that you got them on a good, viable diet. And then also, of course, you know, cleaners and all around the house, because if they do have an accident, you want to make sure you clean it thoroughly, because you want to get that smell out of there, because the animal is going to end up going back, especially in the instance of cats. Cats are more, I mean, you can get cats and they're pretty self-sufficient. As long as you feed them and you have the right amount of litter boxes, you're pretty much good to go with them for the most part. Not all cats, but then again, going back to understanding them, you need to understand when you bring a cat home, you need to put it in the environment of the litter box. And it needs to stay in that environment until you see that the cat is using the litter box, because it gets associated with it, it understands where it is, and then little by little, you kind of like give them more room out into the house. And when the cat's still going back to use that litter box, then you know that you can give them more freedom in the home. So it's using the right tools. Like, again, do your homework, make sure you get the right things. You have your doggy dishes, you have your toys. And another thing that people do wrong with toys is all of a sudden they go to the store, they get a toy and they throw it on the floor. Well, then there's like 99 other toys on there that they did the same thing for. Well, the dog gets bored. So it's best to pick them up, put them in storage, and then one by one, every once in a while, put one down. This way, an old toy may seem new again.
What type of research can you do before pet adoption?
Again, just make sure that when you're going to bring an animal home, that you know everything about it. And, you know, books are there for a reason, and they're there to learn. So there's some great books out there, for one. But the other thing, too, is the Internet. But I will say, though, with the Internet, not all things that are posted are meant to be, you know, taken as the right advice. Well, one of the things, too, is, like, you know, listening to my show, Talking Pets. I mean, I have experts on all the time. I have trainers on and veterinarians, and now I have a reptile expert on. It's good to actually talk to these people. So, you know, that's what the show's about, is to call and ask questions. So, you know, I do recommend, if, you know, listening to a pet show and, you know, calling in with some questions, because you will usually get 100% advice on there that is correct, because it's coming from an actual expert that you're talking to at that time. But there are other sites out there, like Merck Veterinary. They have a site. Merck puts out a lot of information, and a lot of information actually dealing with medical issues and so on and so forth. And also, I would recommend, there's another one called Whole Dog Journal, wholedogjournal.com. A couple other ones, Dogster's got some information out there, Modern Dog. It's a magazine, but they have good information in there, too. I would also check out, like, Cornell University, their site, because they do a lot of animal tests and so on and so forth on there. WebMD, that's another one, webmd.com, and then put in /pets. That will give you some info. You know, you can go onto the Internet and hit Google and say, hey, I'm getting a dog. It will bring up a lot of stuff. And like I said, I would say most of it is correct, or most of it I would agree with, but not all. But at least it gives you an idea you know, Pet Finder's another one if you're looking for a pet, that's out there. But, you know, again, just go on to the internet. That will give you some good information. But, you know, if you do have a pet show in your environment, I highly recommend you listen or call. The other thing, too, is if you have a veterinarian already or you know someone who has a veterinarian, like your neighbor, they have a dog, I would get recommendations from them and then talk to that veterinarian about getting a pet. And then also while you're talking to them about that, you're kind of feeling them out. Are they the right vet for you as well? So it gives you some good info.
Now, how can people reach you with their pet questions?
We're on, like, at Talkin' Pets Radio. That we're live on Facebook, you know, on Saturdays, actually, 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern. If people want to call in, they can do that. Also, you know, it's run through, like, Spotify and Google and, you know, all those other streaming companies. Podcasts are on my website, talkinpets.com. And then also on there, no G in the talking, by the way, on talkinpets.com is all my information, including my email. If they wanted to send me a question, you know, I'll answer them back as best I can. Or the thing that we will do, too, is talk about it. I'll take that question and talk about it on the air on that following Saturday, Sunday. So they can listen in and possibly hear their question and get the answer from it there, too.
Is there an email address to reach you?
It's John Patch, J-O-N. P-A-T-C-H at TalkinPets.com.
Thanks, John, and we look forward to your show every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. on Muskoka Information Radio. You can also take part in the show by joining them on Facebook Live every Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. From Muskoka Connects, I'm Tim Hearn.